Well, to that point, I will say I will not have a whole house. Everybody I know that's got one is always dinking with it. It doesn't work when they want it to. They're just, you know, and, you know, of course, now the guy that's got one is going to chime in and say, I don't know, I've had mine for 3 years and it's been fine, or 10 years or whatever, you know, great. But my experience has been every time I see somebody having problems with a generator, it's one of them whole house home ones that, and I said, yeah, you know, they're way too expensive. Then when you do have a problem, you got to get a pro to come out. There's no shade tree mechanic fixing them. I've shade tree mechanic fixed my portables. I mean, I suppose you could, but just in my experience, I just wasn't going to go that route. And like you said, it's cheaper and it's more useful. I can use it. And if for some reason it does go belly up, I can just run down the store, get another one, drop it right in. You know, it's like I don't have to, you know, it's not like I'm dead in the water. I've got generators. I got about 14 of them that I got to maintain on a regular basis, and they are the bane of my existence. I hate them. Just constantly something, always not running. For some reason, it didn't start. You know, it won't stay running, this, that, or the other. I mean, these are big 75K, you know, ones, but I'm done with six generators for my house. Well, I never had one, so I'm not done with it. But no, I think you made the right choice. And anybody who's got one of them whole house ones that's hooked up, it feels great. But good luck. Hopefully, when you actually need it, it's there. All right. Unless you got anything else, I'm going to jump out of here. W8FU.
Nope. Good talking with you, Sean. 73s. We'll chat again later. WDAK, Eau Claire.